Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll have some general comments to offer. We thank and appreciate your skillful stewardship and hard work put in by you and the Secretariat in drafting the updating Chair's document. We have repeatedly endeavored to bring attention of the Human Rights Council and other allied mechanisms towards the increasing complexity of these shared challenges, which we believe require careful and deft handling. Our delegation has been actively engaged during the process and shared its submission on various aspects of the issues highlighted by various legal experts. On the updated Chair's document under discussion today, we believe that it's an important step forward in generating further conversation and moving forward towards fulfilling the mandate of this committee. I would be brief in my submissions and just highlight that, as underlined by different legal experts, it is quite telling that xenophobia is not regulated as hard law level in any international law treaty. We strongly believe that this legal gap must be filled, and its inclusion in the optional protocol to ICERT is the right avenue for plugging this gap. Moreover, this room may recall that we have consistently highlighted our serious concerns over rising racial and religious hatred at all relevant fora. This unfortunate trend is neither new nor restricted to any particular country. Several factors have contributed to this trend. Political, economic, and social factors have influenced the situation. Misuse of emerging technologies poses new risks. So accordingly, the normative landscape too must be responsive to these evolving trends. It is in this context that the Chair's document provides a useful platform to exchange views and develop fresh convergences on what is a real challenge. We believe that it is time to move beyond selective and academic interpretations that have held us back, and unfounded rigidity of views which has only complicated an already fraught situation. We reiterate the need for all stakeholders for a dialogue and charting common avenues to address these shared challenges. In conclusion, I would like to reiterate the need to address these challenges in line with the cherished principles of mutual respect and international cooperation. We are seeking our capital's advice on the document. Meanwhile, we look forward to constructive dialogue with other delegations on the document. It presents us as an important opportunity to take the word of this ad hoc committee forward. And with this, Madam Chair, I thank you once again and wish you the very best.